St. Albertans are on track to smash advanced voting records this week and more than 5,000 ballots cast by Thursday. The previous record was held in 2019 when 8,000 St. Albertans cast an early ballot in the race, and the city is on pace to break the record this year. Across the province, Albertans have crushed 2019's advanced voting record. On Tuesday, over 160,000 Albertans cast their ballots across the province, a 16% increase over 2019's estimated 140,000 ballots cast. In St. Albert, lines to vote are moving quickly. At Service Credit Union Place, the lineup was non-existent at noon on Thursday. One voter in line, Nico Kisezi, chose to do advanced voting to avoid waiting to cast a ballot on election day. Wizezi said his excitement to vote was at an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Returning officer Catherine Zalaski says voters have been satisfied with the advanced voting process so far thanks to the help of excellent staff. "They think it's going to be forever," Zalaski said. "But when they show up, voters quickly realize how slick the process is," Zalaski said, adding that advanced voting gives people the option to skip the traditionally long lineups on election day. "There is no excuse not to vote," says Zalaski. In the St. Albert riding, two-term incumbent NDP candidate Marie Renault is facing off UCP candidate Angela Wood. In the Morinville Street, Albert riding the UCP incumbent Dale Nally is squaring off against four-term Sturgeon County Councillor and NDP candidate Karen Shaw. Kurt Klingbeil from the Green Party of Alberta and Wayne Rufianj from the Alberta Party are also vying for the seat. Election day is Monday, May 29.